9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
Most Democrats really want what's best for this country and what's best for the world. I think we need to spend much more of our foreign policy money on development in third world countries. And I think that will keep that in the long run will keep our country safer, will be better for the world, and be better for America.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you would have been stuck in that wheelchair, and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
I'm Bill, and I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. A possible terrorist threat tonight involving the city of Boston. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and several state officials confirm a lookout has been posted for several potential suspects. CNN Radio's Dan Lothian has more from the state's emergency management bunker.
They are indeed keeping their eyes out for four Chinese nationals whom they believe made their way into the country, might be making their way to the Boston area to carry out some kind of terrorist attack. The governor, who was in the nation's capital for the inauguration festivities, will be returning to the state. He wants everyone to understand that he's coming back here. It's a safe place to be, not to panic.
Authorities say an anonymous tipster reported the four Chinese nationals had been smuggled into the U.S. from Mexico. Meanwhile, the nation's capital is gearing up for its first presidential inauguration since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Tomorrow, President Bush will take the oath of office for the second time, a moment Vice President Dick Cheney says he's been looking forward to.
You and I will be privileged to witness the moment as our president places his hand on the Bible and repeats the oath first taken by George Washington on April 30th. 1789.
A Supreme Court spokesman confirms that Chief Justice William Rehnquist will administer the oath of office in spite of questions about his weakened physical condition. And the inaugural ceremonies will include a prayer. Rehnquist and Justice John Paul Stevens both rejecting the appeal of a California atheist who's been trying to keep prayer out of the public ceremony. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has given its approval to the nomination of Condoleezza Rice as the nation's next Secretary of State. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and California's Barbara Boxer, the only members of the committee to vote no. This is CNN Radio News.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand Lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The UN General Assembly getting ready to hold a special session to commemorate the liberation 60 years ago of the Nazi concentration camps. CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten has more from New York.
It is an anniversary, says UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, that speaks to the very origins of the United Nations.
Because the founding of this organization was a direct response to the Holocaust. Our charter and the words Untold Sorrow were written as the world was learning the full horror of the death camps.
Annan says as the survivors die off, it's important that ensuing generations remember and continue to work against future genocide in the world. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
A dozen people killed today in a rash of car bombings in Baghdad. A group led by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is claiming responsibility. This is news from CNN Radio. Some disappointing reports from corporate America sent stocks lower today. CNN Radio's Claire Laker reports from Wall Street.
The rally came to an abrupt halt on Wall Street on Wednesday as investors worried over a mixed bag of earnings news and an economic report that showed consumer prices rose more than 3% last year, the biggest increase in 4 years due to a big spike in energy costs. The Dow dropping 88 points on that news, the Nasdaq tumbling 32 points in the session. Claire Lake of CNN Radio at the New York Stock Exchange.
And Costco.com has sold one of Pablo Picasso's doodles for $40,000. A spokeswoman says a 9x12-inch crayon drawing is the most expensive piece of art the wholesale shopping club has ever sold. Picasso was known for drawing quick sketches for his family and friends. A previous sketch sold for $35,000. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Lee Rayburn is not your standard local weekend talk show host.
Alberto Gonzalez is unqualified because of what he has done in our name. You bring that up and what are you called? A racist. Why? Because of the color of his skin. What about the depth of his character? To rank and rate a person, to view a human just based on the color of their skin, that's racism.
Lee Rayburn, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. It's why there's EarthShare, the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
You thought you were fed up. This is the Mike Manoy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for taking part of your evening and sharing it with us. Still have a mouthful of stitches, but no more Vicodin, so bear with me. The slurry, nasty way I sound is simply because my mouth is sewed up. It'll be this way for a while, so whatever. We have a lot of ground to cover this evening. An interesting comment from Mr. Bush about, I'm not sure what he was saying, but something about space, what is it, Kathy? Space beings or beyond the universe? Or I don't know, you'll have to listen to it, you'll have to hear it. Also, in this first half hour, if you have something to write with, there's a website that I'd like you to go check out. I got an email right before the program, and I want to share it with you, okay? But first, newsflash, Spain's Catholic Church has dropped its condom opposition. That's right. How about that, huh? Spokesman for the Catholic Church in Spain now says it supports the use of condoms in preventing the spread of AIDS. Now, I know that probably doesn't mean a whole lot to you, Truth Seeker. Or, matter of fact, I guess it doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Because I have studiously ignored most of what the hierarchy of the Catholic Church does all my life. I have great respect for people in the trenches, especially the liberation theology people. But I couldn't care less what the Catholic Church hierarchy says. But on the other hand, the Catholic Church is directly responsible. The Catholic Church hierarchy is directly responsible for the deaths of millions, tens of millions, possibly hundreds of millions since it has been in existence. It's a shame, but it's true. So the fact that the Catholic Church, which itself has been instrumental in with its teaching in the spread of AIDS and the condemning of people to death, the fact that it has now switched positions, to me is fairly interesting. You know, the Catholic Church really does believe that the terminally faithful are just that, terminally faithful. You know, live in poverty, eat swill, spend your life drinking polluted water and eating dead rats or whatever it is you have to eat. But just remember, live a good life, and when you die, you will be embraced by the Virgin Mary, and you might even get to see her son. I hate that. I just do. I'm sorry. I hate it. Juan Antonio Martinez Camino, spokesman for the Spanish Bishops' Conference, told reporters after a meeting with the Spanish Health Minister, Elena Salgado, he said, quote, "Condoms have a place in the global prevention of AIDS." How about that? How about that? Now, as you know, the use of condoms for anything other than balloons, I guess, has been rejected by the Catholic Church hierarchy because they're a form of artificial birth control. And the Catholic Church has made it clear for the past, 1,500 years that no screwing for fun. Only screwing to have babies. You can't have sex and have fun. You can't do it. That's immoral. So, you know, just no glove, make the love. You know, crazy people. Crazy people. Condoms are a form of artificial birth control. Can't use them. No. Even to help prevent the spread of HIV. No. The spokesman for the Catholic Church in Spain said the church is very worried and interested by this problem. I don't know what problem. The use of condoms, the spread of AIDS. There's no comment from the Vatican to the Spanish statement. So it's not clear whether this the spokesman for the Spanish bishops was expressing church policy or something else. As recently as this past November, the Spanish Bishops' Conference had vehemently, it says here, opposed the Spanish Health Ministry's campaign to promote the use of condoms. Back then, the same guy, Martinez Camino, said that it was gravely false to maintain that contraceptives help prevent the spread of HIV. This is another group that just disgusts me, really disgusts me. You know, it seems like I'm always getting on the Protestant Christians, Protestant evangelical Christians. But the Catholics, you know, come on, they wrote the book on this nonsense. Here's some more good news. Well, that was good news. It was, you know, the Spanish bishops have said, okay, go ahead, use condoms. See, what they're starting to realize, that they're losing a lot of potential converts. You know, the missionaries eventually are going to go to Africa, and there'll be six people still living on the entire continent instead of 600 million. And it just occurred to them, oh, my God, wait a second. Wait. If they all die, how are we going to make converts? And if we can't make converts, how are we going to collect money? If we don't collect money, how are we going to open the missionary schools? If we don't open the missionary, you know, you see how it goes? It just suddenly occurred to them. There is a tsunami. There is a horrendous wave of death and destruction rolling across the earth, and it is called HIV/AIDS. And maybe the Spanish bishops, speaking actually for the Catholic Church, maybe the Catholic Church has realized, wait a second, we're going to lose all these third world people. They make me sick. More good news. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, three Saudi princes, several Saudi businessmen, and Saudi financial institutions all were dismissed as defendants in lawsuits accusing them of supporting al-Qaeda before the September 11 attacks. This happened in New York. Manhattan Federal Judge Richard Casey cited the report by the September 11 Commission, which found no evidence that Saudi leaders provided support to the hijackers. So citing that report, the judge says,
Well, you know, the U.S. State Department hasn't designated Saudi Arabia as a state sponsor of terrorism, so I'm just going to throw these lawsuits out.
The lawsuits allege that more than 200 defendants had provided material support to bin Laden and al-Qaeda. But, see, these are the Bush crime family's business partners, the Saudis. So, ain't going to be no lawsuit against no Saudis. Stop! The judge said, quote, the court has reviewed the complaints in their entirety and finds no allegations from which it can infer that the Saudi princes knew the charities to which they donated were fronts for al-Qaeda. Oh, end quote. Oh, yeah. Judge, that sure is true, isn't it, huh? We're talking Saudi Arabia. There's not a Bedouin camel driver that farts that the Saudi princes don't know all about it. Hey, who is that? Akbar, over there in on the south side. Oh, okay. Come on. But this is an American judge. Well, wait a second. There's no evidence here that these Saudi princes knew that the millions they were giving to the madrasas over in Afghanistan and wherever were really state sponsors of terrorism. There's no evidence. George W. Bush and his pappy told me to say this, by the way. The judge said there are no factual presentations made here that the Saudis are involved in terror. Well, probably not, Judge. That's because you killed the lawsuit before they had a chance to depose witnesses and introduce testimony. So at this point, there is no evidence. And there's not going to be any, is there, Judge? A Washington, D.C.-based lawyer who represented several of the defendants, the Saudis, in the lawsuit, said, well, this ruling by the judge should, you know, restore confidence in Saudi Arabia about the American justice system. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. The judge granted a motion to dismiss this case, and, you know, it was granted because my clients, the wonderful Saudi plaintiffs, my clients, the defendants, failed to state a claim that could be granted against my client, which means they didn't have a case. So there you go. I wonder if they can use condoms in Saudi Arabia. Does anyone know? So there you go. The Spanish Catholic Church says it's okay to use condoms, and a judge in New York has said to the families that filed lawsuits against the Saudis, screw you. No lawsuit, because the 911 Commission final report said that the Saudis weren't involved. Now, the fact that 15 of the 19 bombers that came to this country were... never mind.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
It's so nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits in understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Take a deep breath, if you dare. Eric Tracy for Fresh Air. Do you remember when taking a deep breath wasn't a health risk? Well, Fresh Air offers a comprehensive line of air purifiers for your home, your vehicles, your hotel room, your office, your factory, and now even a personal air purifier that goes with you wherever you go. The Fresh Air Buddy could change your life. Now, are you an allergy sufferer, susceptible to every bacteria or virus that comes down the pike? Are you sensitive to perfumes or other odors? Then make a phone call and learn about the Fresh Air Buddy. The Fresh Air Buddy around your neck generates intensely charged particles, creating an almost contaminant-free breathing zone. Just try the Fresh Air Buddy for 1 hour and you'll be amazed that you no longer notice dust, smoke, toxins, allergens, or any offending particle or odor. Will the Fresh Air Buddy help you? You can decide risk-free. Here's the number to call.
Call 877-FRESH-38 now for your risk-free trial of Fresh Air. That's 877-FRESH-38. It's that easy. 877-FRESH-38. And breathe fresh air.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control. That's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
21.com. Log on and listen online. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Now, if you've been a good talk show radio program listener, you got something to write with. Because I want to tell you about this website. I got this right before the program tonight. The website is betrueblue.com. Betrueblue.com. Okay. It was set up by a couple of people in Oregon, and it says here it's a grassroots effort to keep the focus during the next 4 years. They have you've heard about these bracelets now. That's become the rage ever since I think it was Lance Armstrong started wearing a bracelet. Well, they have one at betrueblue.com, and all the proceeds from the sale of bracelets will used to support the work of the Mercy Corps. If you're not familiar with Mercy Corps, you can go to their website too. It's linked right there at betrueblue.com. But check it out. Okay, this I checked out the website betrueblue.com and the link to Mercy Corps, and it certainly gets my probably worthless stamp of approval. But check it out. This bracelet thing is starting to appeal to me. I don't know why. I don't know why. I remember. Way back in the 70s, when there was early 70s, still talk about MIAs and POWs, Americans stuck in Southeast Asia, when the bracelets came out back then, which I thought were kind of weird, but on the other hand, maybe not. On the other hand, maybe not. You know, hey, go back and forth. But check out this website, okay? Just for the sheer hell of it, betrueblue.com. Check it out. It's from Oregon. They're in Hillsboro, Oregon. And they donate to the True Blue. I'm sorry. They donate to the Mercy Corps. And you can find out about them, the way they work to alleviate suffering and poverty and oppression, which seems to be the core belief system of so-called blue staters, right? I mean, isn't that what we believe in? Huh? Alleviating suffering, poverty, and oppression? Don't we? Whereas the Bush supporters believe in increasing suffering, encouraging poverty, and causing oppression. That's the impression I get. So check it out, BeTrueBlue.com. All right, just go take a look, see what you find, see if you like it, see if it makes sense, and if it does, respond however you want to. BeTrueBlue.com. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. You have that written down, don't you? Now, going from the good, BeTrueBlue.com, to the really horrific, making its way around the Internet, I don't know if you've seen it, and not just the Internet. New York Times, did you see the photo of the little girl today? Was it on the cover of the Times, Kathy? Little Iraqi girl. It's in the St. Pete Times, a series of photos. These photos are from the BBC, BBC News. Now, we'll post a link at our website tonight. It's a series of 11 photos from BBC News of U.S. soldiers and a family. After the family was opened fire upon, they were in their car in an Iraqi village, town, city, whatever, Talifar, Iraq. Now, in the first photo, it shows U.S. soldiers approaching a car after they had opened fire when it failed to stop at a checkpoint. According to reports, the American soldiers fired warning shots. The car continued to drive, and the Americans opened fire. Now, inside the car was an Iraqi family of seven. The mother and the father were blown to pieces. Their five children who were in the back seat survived. That's photo number two. And photo number three, as the children get out of the car, one of them screams, her hands covered in blood. That's the photo that was in the Times today. And photo four, the other kids cry or just stand there, bewildered. Their parents were just blown away. In photo five, one of the injured children is given first aid by a U.S. soldier. And then from 6, 7, 8, 9, those photos are a series of the kids being rushed to hospital. In photo 10, it shows the car and the checkpoint that it didn't stop for, and a U.S. soldier examining the inside of the car. A U.S. military statement said troops trying to stop the car used hand signals and fired warning shots before finally firing directly at the car, killing the driver, that's the father, and the front seat passenger, that's the mother. And photo 11 includes a statement that military officials extended their condolences for this, quote, unfortunate incident, close quote. And that last photo is pixelated, so you can't see how badly the father's head has been blown away. But the five children saw it. And if you saw that photo in the Times today, I mean, that's who we are now. That's who we've become. We open fire and execute the parents of five children. And there's no excuse for that, none whatsoever. And it's murder. It's we are doing something here that is horrifying. We are going to pay for this on some level. We are. You and me, all of us. If you get a chance to look at the photos and see that little girl and those kids, well,
are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Cholesterol. We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733. Or visit Colox.com at Colox.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs. So call 800-800-FREE and lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, guaranteed. Colox is not available in stores.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1 presents On This Day with Stu Levitan.
I read the news today, oh boy.
On this day, 35 years ago, January 19, 1970, President Richard Nixon nominated Harold Carswell to the U.S. Supreme Court. Carswell, named in 1969 to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Tallahassee, Florida, on the recommendation of Chief Justice Warren Burger, was Nixon's second attempt to fill the vacancy caused by the resignation of Justice Abe Fortas. His first, Clement Haynsworth's, was rejected by the Senate in November 1969. When the legal community derided Carswell as mediocre, Republican Senator Roman Hruska of Nebraska gave one of the most bizarre rebuttals in Senate history. Quote, "Even if he is mediocre, there are a lot of mediocre judges and people and lawyers, and they are entitled to a little representation, aren't they? We can't have all Brandeises and Cardozas and Frankfurters and stuff like that." But Carswell was worse than just mediocre. Seems he'd been an ardent segregationist as well, stating in 1948, quote, "I yield to no man in the firm, vigorous belief in the principles of white supremacy, and I shall always be so governed. Segregation of the races is the proper and only practical and correct way of life in our states. I have always so believed, and I shall always so act." On April 8, 1970, the Senate rejected Carswell 51-45. The nomination of a racist and mediocre judge for a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court. Just part of what's happened on this day. For the Mike 92.1, I'm Stu Levitan. Now let's go make some history of our own. Stu Levitan here. Hope you can join us next Sunday morning as we do a little counter-inaugural programming. We'll talk with authors Susan Dunn and Gary Wills about their respective books about President Thomas Jefferson and the election of 1800. And we'll speak with the author of The Handy Presidential Answer Book, plus another installment of the Madison Sesquicentennial Celebration. That's Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, my name is Patrick Fugit. America is known as the land of the free. Racism is a contradiction of the very symbol America stands for. Take your part in the united responsibility to uphold America's freedoms for all people.
Hi, I'm Tim Allen. A more perfect union involves all of us. All races, all religions. Stop hate crimes. Racism is un-American.
Fight the hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Hi, this is Mo from Planet Check. My green feature is not just about trees, but the planet and its people. On December 26, the world saw the power of nature from the massive earthquake off Indonesia, which stretched thousands of miles along the ocean floor, creating a tsunami. So far, 150,000 have died and 5 million people are homeless.
I can clean up the earth, Lord, with my own two hands, and I can reach out to you. Oh, with my own two hands.
I implore you to make a difference and donate to our friends in need across the globe, for we are all connected. Please visit my website, planetcheck.com, for a list of humanitarian organizations that need your help. That's planetcheck.com. Thank you for being part of the solution. Namaste.
It wasn't all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, how many days? You're counting the days since we've been there, because I'm not.
Don't count the days, count the deaths, George. It's a lot easier that way. That series of photos, did you post it already, Kathy? Okay, it's at MikeMalloy.com on the main page where we list topics. But if you look at that series of 11 photographs, I'm probably as calloused as the next person, in my age group. We feel like there's very little. I mean, everybody gets to this point in their lives where I feel like there's very little you can see or hear about that can peel those scabs off your heart and really punch your lights out. You know, you do. I hate to say that to younger folks because it sounds awful, like it's soul death or something. But the older you get, that does happen. And I guess it's the way to maintain even a tenuous hold on sanity. Because if you ever open yourself up completely to the injustice and the pain and the suffering on the globe, you're going to instantly be crushed. Mentally, physically, spiritually, just crushed. So there is that protective thing. However, I don't think anybody gets so calloused, I don't care how old you get, that when you see a picture of a child, and this child appears to be about 5-6 years old, shrieking, she's covered with blood, shrieking because she just saw her parents blown to pieces. In their own car, in their own country, driving on their own road, in their own village. She just saw her parents' head, her dad's head, turn into red mist. Just blasted, splattered all over the inside of the car. And here this little girl is. Now, I don't care how callous you get, you can't see that picture and not feel the literal spiritual knife carving your heart to pieces. And we're doing this on a daily basis, Truth Seeker. I mean, we are. This is not, there's not a single excuse for this. And I got to be careful here because, you know, I'm going to start screaming and I, you know, I just don't want to do it. But if you have kids like I do, I've got a 6-month-old. If you have grandkids, I do. You know, I have a grandchild, 3, another one, 5, and a couple more who are older. But if you have kids or grandkids, if you have little kids or little grandkids, you can't look at these pictures. And the time the New York Times has been running, they really have and I respect them for this. It's shocking. These are horrific photographs that they've been running. But isn't it time the American people understood what we're doing, and what more graphic way to explain it than to put it on in full color on the front page of New York Times? But if you saw that picture today, Jesus, and I'm telling you, we can't. There's no way to hide from our responsibility in this. There just isn't. You can't do it, Truth Seeker. You can't do it. Neither can I. If there is such a thing as the soul, as if there is such a thing as the metaphysical, you and I are condemning ourselves. We really are, by allowing this to continue. I'm sorry, accept it, deny it, but you know it's the truth. Okay, let's move on. Barry in Corvallis, Oregon, sent this to me. No sooner did I talk about the Spanish Roman Catholic Church saying it's okay to use condoms, Barry sends me an article. It says, it's from Agence France-Presse. It says, Dateline Madrid, the Spanish Roman Catholic Church denies that it condones the use of condoms as a legitimate way of fighting HIV. The Spanish Bishops' Conference issued a statement saying, quote, contrary to what some have said, it is not true that the church changed position on condoms. The use of condoms implies immoral sexual behavior. End quote. Now, you remember just what was a half an hour ago, I said the Reverend Juan Antonio Martinez Camino said, okay, you can use condoms. The article says the Reverend Camino sent shockwaves through the Catholic Church by saying the prophylactic has its place in the context of the integral and global prevention of AIDS. The only conduct... The statement goes on, the rebuttal says, the only conduct to advise is the responsible exercise of sexuality in line with the moral norm, and that means sexual abstinence and fidelity are the best weapons against HIV/AIDS. Well, yeah, okay, what about the women in, oh, I don't know, sub-Saharan Africa, pick a country. What about the women in Thailand? What about the women in Cambodia? Is it still called Cambodia? I don't think so. What about the women who are faithful, who do practice fidelity, and their husbands don't? And their husbands get infected, and their husbands come home and kill their wives with a virus. What about the women, church? Huh, church? What about the women? And what about the babies that'll be born, church? What about that? Don't use a condom? What? Sexual abstinence, fidelity? So now what? Are the married women in these countries with high HIV/AIDS rates, are they supposed to deny their husband sex and get beaten? Damn you, church! Damn you! Damn you, church! It's a piece of rubber! It's not a demon! It's not from hell! It's a very thin piece of rubber! There was a version of which was being used before your church existed. How dare you? How dare you? But, they, of course they dare. Are you kidding me? This is a Catholic church. They can do any damn thing they want to. You're doomed, church. I don't care if you're Protestant or Catholic. This kind of nonsense, this kind of these kinds of directives where the priesthood controls the fear, the irrational fear, or maybe it's rational, of death that people have. Oh, I want to go to heaven. Oh, I don't want to go to hell. Oh, okay, I won't use a condom. Jeez. So, thanks, Barry. You know, I thought I had a flash, and Barry sends me something that says, yeah, you do have a flash, you just got it ass backwards. Catholic Church says, oh no, no condoms, we want more death, we want more infected women. Women don't matter anyway, the bitches, they don't matter, they've been trying to penetrate, you'll pardon the expression, our sanctified church for 2,000 years. We don't want the bitches, we don't care. We just want the little boys. I hate religion. Now, that's not to say that I disrespect or hate individuals who work in the name of Christ or work in the name of Shiva or work in the name of Moses or work in the name of Muhammad, you know, and do the good work. No. Those people have my greatest respect. But the organizers, the hierarchy, the ones who say things like this, you know, the ones who say, no, die, get infected. It's a piece of rubber, you freaks. God. Okay, thanks, Barry. Now, back to the real world, huh? That's where you and I live. As you know now, only Boxer and Kerry voted against Condoleezza Rice. The other five Democrats on the committee, on the Foreign Relations Committee, voted to confirm Condoleezza Rice, even though she, too, is responsible for the deaths of those parents yesterday with the five children in the car. Condoleezza Rice is also a participant in mass murder, mass killing, and it is mass murder because there is no logical or international or legal reason for us to be at war with Iraq. Condoleezza Rice, in any other society, would be in the dock, tried for crimes against humanity. When the Germans invaded half of Europe, and eventually we beat them and put them on trial, it was for doing the same things that the Bush administration has been doing in Iraq. Same thing exactly. Exactly the same thing. Now, Condoleezza Rice and the rest of the Bush administration is a war criminal. But Paul Sarbanes, Christopher Dodd, Russ Feingold, Bill Nelson, and Barack Obama, they all voted to confirm her, a known war criminal. These are not stupid men. Paul, Chris, Russ, Bill, Barack, they are not stupid men. They may be blind and deaf. They may be cowards. But they are not stupid. And they voted to confirm, as Secretary of State of the United Corrupt States of America, another war criminal. 16-2 in favor of her. So I get this email from American Worker, and he or she writes, sent this to Randy Rhodes, too. An American Worker says, here's what I'm sending to Biden and his buddies. It makes me feel better, even though it won't change your behavior. But then again, a million drops of water, and pretty soon you wear down a rock. So here's what American Worker sent to Biden and the cowards on that committee. Why are you such cowards? What are you afraid of? If you vote against Rice, what awful things will happen? The Republicans will still be gunning for you no matter what you do. Right-wing radio will still call you names no matter what you do. Why give them more reason for contempt? You're cowardice. Why not stand for something?
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Mike Malloy, moving forward, thinking forward.
Now, this idea of lifetime detention of people suspected of a crime, think about that. If anybody in the Bush crime syndicate suspects someone else of an act of terror, they're going to be picked up at the whim of the Bush crime family. Is anybody paying attention to this?
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with a TLC Laser Eye Center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Click on the Get Involved link and take part in the revolution. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
10 before the hour. So, yeah, what are these Democrats afraid of? Why could not Sarbanes, Dodd, Feingold, Nelson, and Obama just vote a no? I mean, I really don't understand that. Just Kerry and Boxer voted no for the confirmation of Condoleezza Rice. Just like American Worker, I don't know what they're afraid of. No matter what they do, these Democratic senators, they're going to be treated like dog droppings by media, by talk radio, by everybody anyway. So what is the point in continuing to support these killers? Like American Worker writes, why not stand up for something? We're starting to hate you more than the Republicans. Yeah, well. Well, the Democrats in the Senate apparently are, they're involved in something. This is what the Senate Democrats have been reduced to, where it concerns Condoleezza Rice. Are you ready? Senate Democrats intend to delay Condoleezza Rice's confirmation at least until next week, rather than grant her Inauguration Day approval. Jim Manley, who's a spokesman for the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid of Nevada, said, well, you know, there are a number of Democrats who are not on that committee that want to have a chance to debate her nomination a couple of hours. You know, we're not going to try to prevent Ms. Rice's confirmation, we just think we're going to deny, you know, Bush would like to have it done on his inauguration day, you know, and we're not going to do it. This is what the Democratic Party, in the Senate has been reduced to. A petty little act of a little snot-nosed 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old. Well, I'm not going to do it. But you have to do it. Well, I don't care. If you make me do it, I'll just stand right here and poopy in my pants. But you have to do it anyway. Okay. Now you've poopied in your pants. I know it. But you still have to do what Daddy said you have to do.
Well, I don't care. I showed you, didn't I?
Yeah, but you're the one with the poopy pants on.
Ow. Yeah, I am, huh?
This is what Democrats in the Senate have been reduced to. They're going to confirm her. But a little 10-year-old childlike, childish show of what? What do you call this?
We're not going to confirm her on Thursday. We're going to confirm her next Tuesday. I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. So that's what you are. What am I? I'm a Santa Democrat. You're just a dirty old stinking Republican.
This is what the Democratic Party in the United States Senate has been reduced to, Truth Seeker. Now, where are you as you listen to this? You driving your car? Are you home? You listening on your internet? On your computer? Where are you listening to this? Huh? Are you a Democrat? Don't you feel yourself? Don't you feel the heat rising right around your neck, rising up your cheeks and then your temples and your forehead? Right? That's called embarrassment. That's called a blush. Can you still blush? Huh?
I'm going to poopy in my pants. I'm not going to go to bed. I'll poopy first.
Well, go ahead.
God, where does this come from?
This is the Democratic Party in the United States Senate. Oh, we're going to confirm Ms. Condoleezza Rice. But we're not going to do it on Thursday, because that's the day that George Bush... Now, on Thursday, we will confirm to other members of Mr. Bush's cabinet, Mike Johanns, you know, Secretary of Agriculture, and Margaret Spellings, Secretary of Education. Oh, we'll confirm them. We'll confirm them. We could confirm Condoleezza Rice, but we're not going to. Because we're Senate Democrats. And we're trying to show how much power we still have. Yeah. That's exactly what you're showing. Can you believe this? Well, of course you can. Of course you can. And I still get emails from people that say, "Hey, Mike, don't give up on the Democratic Party."
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I want to be a part of that. Don't you? Sure you do.
Just incredible. Just incredible, isn't it? Oh, God. Yeah, we'll confirm her, but we're not going to do it on Thursday like we're supposed to. We'll wait until next Tuesday, but we'll still confirm her. We'll poopy in our pants next Tuesday or Wednesday. We will poopy in our pants, though. Promise you that. All right, when we come back, a little look at Bush's coronation coming up tomorrow. Stick around, Truth Seeker. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I expect George Bush and his aides to ignore the WMD scandal and not concede he misled us about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But I don't expect Democrats to help them pull off this con job. But that's what Senator Dianne Feinstein did at the confirmation hearings of Condoleezza Rice. Democrats should be ripping into Rice. She was a chief advocate of the phony WMD case for war. She failed to make sure the White House was prepared for the post-invasion period. She paid insufficient attention to terrorism before 9/11. But Feinstein, a friend of Rice, introduced her in glowing terms. She praised her judgment and said if Rice is confirmed, we can rest easy. Rest easy? By endorsing one of Bush's chief dissemblers, Feinstein was aiding the White House effort to deny there is any WMD scandal. That's something the Republicans should have to do without Democratic assistance. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7111.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Who is this guy, the editor of the Journal of the American Family Association? Okay, I have to read a little of this. It is unprecedented as it is cunning. Using all the right words and happiest faces in an attempt to speak directly to the nation's children about tolerance and diversity.
God forbid we should have tolerance and diversity.
No!
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Right now, one of the hardest things is we see their friends, and we see how much their friends have grown and changed and how big they've gotten, and we cannot see how much Brandy Taylor and Sarah Francis have grown and changed and just going through those milestone years.
Brandy Taylor and Sarah Wiggins were killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm Deb from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. The people of Boston a little on edge tonight because of fears of a possible terrorist plot aimed at their city. CNN Radio's Dan Lothian is there.
Both federal, state, and local authorities in Massachusetts are on the lookout for four Chinese citizens who they believe made their way into the United States from Mexico and are on their way to the Boston area to carry out some kind of terrorist act. Authorities say that this information came from one source. It is uncorroborated at this point, but they say it is serious enough to pay attention to it. Dan Lothian, CNN Radio, Boston.
Security is also tighter than usual tonight in the nation's capital. Washington clamping down in preparation for tomorrow's presidential inauguration. CNN Radio's Elaine Keano says residents there are being put on notice.
They're telling people to take the metro. They've shut down essentially, 100 blocks of the city are really going to be off limits to people driving around. So that's going to mean a lot of headaches for just regular commuters and people trying to get in and out of the city, but a lot of people are going to encounter those very strict security measures.
Earlier today, President Bush spoke at a Celebration of Freedom ceremony in Washington.
Tomorrow I will take an oath and deliver an inaugural address. You'll be pleased to hear I'm not going to deliver it twice. But I will speak about freedom.
There's been a lot of speculation about whether Chief Justice William Rehnquist will be able to administer the oath of office tomorrow as scheduled. Rehnquist has been undergoing treatment for thyroid cancer and has been absent from the bench since late October. Today, a court spokesman said the 80-year-old Rehnquist is planning to be there to swear in the president. This is CNN Radio News.
Confronting reality is answering the most important question of all. How can your business make money today? Confronting reality is recognizing the marketplace forces that make or break your business. Confronting reality is the blockbuster new book from Larry Bossidy and Ram Charan, authors of the best-selling Execution. Confronting reality tells you how your business is under assault and what you can do about it. Read Confronting Reality, a Crown hardcover, wherever books are sold. It's time for a reality check.
Is this the year you find true love? Because if you really want to find, you've got to be willing to seek. And the best place to start your search is Cupid.com. Basic memberships are free with zero obligations. You can even reply to messages from gold members. But the greatest thing about Cupid.com is their local focus. They bring you together with people who live close by, people who can actually be there for you. Whether it's online or at a local event, when Cupid.com helps you seek, true love is what you find. Cupid.com.
Condoleezza Rice is a big step closer to being the next U.S. Secretary of State. CNN Radio's Dick Giuliano reports from Washington.
Secretary of State designate Condoleezza Rice has won the overwhelming backing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
16 yeas, 2 nays.
16 yeas, 2 nays.
Voting against Rice, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry and California Democrat Barbara Boxer, who accuses Rice of not telling the truth about Iraq.
This war and all of these horrific deaths and the wounded and all of that is a direct result of not leveling with the American people.
Full Senate approval is expected in the hours following the president's Thursday inauguration. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
Another deadly day in Iraq with at least a dozen people killed in a series of car bombings around Baghdad. U.S. officials say the death toll could go even higher. One of the attacks involved a truck that was blown up outside the Australian embassy. This is news from CNN Radio. Author and former L.A. Times reporter Miles Corwin takes the stand in the Robert Blake murder trial. CNN Radio's Jim Roop has more.
Corwin testifies at the time of the murder he was on a one-year ride-along with the LAPD writing the book Homicide Special. Corwin on the stand says he was called by detectives the night Blakely is murdered and testified that Blake's case is really only a small part of the book near its end. He says he did not touch anything in any scene, nor did he ask questions or interview witnesses. He just observed. The defense attacks the investigation as sloppy, saying having a third party present contaminates the crime scenes and taints evidence. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And a driver for the Dave Matthews Band was charged today with reckless conduct for allegedly dumping human waste from a bus toilet over the side of a bridge in Chicago onto boaters below. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mike Malloy, moving forward, thinking forward.
You know why I yell sometimes at night? Because I feel like I'm going insane. I'll read the New York Times, I'll watch a little CNN, I'll read the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and if I do that for longer than 20 minutes at a stretch, I feel like a gibbering moron. I literally feel like I'm going to go insane. What keeps me sane is my wife and my kid. But that's why I scream. Isn't that why you scream? I don't know if you... do you scream? I don't know. Do you?
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by using an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat, you're taking an important first step to heat and cool your home more efficiently, and that helps the environment. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. 6:30 past the hour. Okay, we're coming to your phone calls here in just a second. All right, promise. The inauguration, the parties and everything began. I guess Monday of this week. It's just a wonderful time. We have posted our website a list of the top donors to this debauchery. I can't believe this is happening, you know? I really can't. But it is. This is what fascism looks like. This is what corporatism looks like. When you say fascism, it makes people run. You know, say, oh, for God's sake, you know, another liberal talking about fascism. Okay, let's call it corporatism then. I don't care. Mussolini said call it corporatism. Okay. But this is what it looks like. This is exactly what it looks like. Now, tomorrow at high noon, Mr. Bush will succeed himself for another 4 years. What is this who is it? Tom Ridge called it the most visible manifestation of our democracy. Okay, what does it look like? Well, it's a massive police military presence. In the history of this Republican or this republic, it looks more like a coronation than it does an inauguration of a president. It's just unbelievable. There's no chatter, according to Homeland Security and the rest of these monsters. There's no chatter about any kind of a foreign attack or anything planned. But the security is in place to a degree that it might as well be called martial law. 6,000 police, 7,000 troops will be placed on alert, sniper teams on rooftops, plainclothes specialists looking for chemical, biological, radiological agents. These specialists will mingle through the crowd carrying detectors. 22 checkpoints set up to search spectators and screen them with metal detectors. No backpacks, packages, any bags larger than 8 inches by 6 inches by 4 inches. No thermoses, no coolers of any size, no umbrellas. The miniature American flags that Bush supporters wanted to wave as the motorcade passed by, banned. No poles, no supports of any kind, no signs, no placards. Now, you... no signs, no placards. That's not designed to shred the right of peaceful assembly and political expression, is it? No, of course not. That, you know, somebody might swing one of their signs at somebody in the holy entourage, I guess. Vehicles will be banned from more than 100 square blocks of downtown D.C. Residents of the area will have to submit to searches and show identification to get into their homes. Hotel and office parking garages will be inspected and closed. Government workers sent home. Those who stay in their offices along the parade route in an attempt to get a view of the proceedings will be ordered to stay away from the windows. No, you won't be able to look out your own window. The FAA will impose a 23-mile radius no-fly zone on the three area airports. Coast Guard boats will patrol the Potomac. The manhole covers in the streets are welded shut. Street lights have been removed. Tom Ridge held a press conference last week. Did you see it? To announce these security measures and in front of the media and surrounded by federal law enforcement personnel, members of the military, police chiefs, bomb-sniffing dogs, park service officers on horseback, and a partridge in a pear tree, he said, this is the most visible manifestation of our democracy. Do these people not understand the word ironic? Or is this deliberate? Are they just saying to America, here, we've dropped our pants. Now you come over here. See that big mark? This is where you kiss. Now, why this massive show of force, this police state thing? Some say it is more designed to intimidate the American population. It is designed to discourage dissent once and for all. It's designed to create an atmosphere of fear. Our fear. This is not to deter terrorists. What the hell? Come on, let's be real. At the press conference last week, Ridge admitted that the Department of Homeland Security had no evidence of anything, any threat against the inauguration. Even the chatter that they always talk about. And you notice how all of a sudden there's no more alerts. It's all gone. Once Bush stole the second election, isn't that amazing? It's so quiet. No more alerts. No more. Oh, well, what about the thing in Boston today, Mike? What thing in Boston? The four Chinese and the two Mexicans? Ooh, boy, that's really real, isn't it? When Ridge talks about the potential for some sort of disruption tomorrow, what he is doing, he is deliberately linking the idea of political dissent and terrorism. That's what he's doing. So that, see the Bush supporters, that they don't resist or protest anything anyway, unless maybe it's abortion. I don't know, or queers. They don't resist or protest anything. So this is designed for those 50 million of us who said no to this thug and his criminal corrupt administration. This is designed to let us know that we will have the living Jesus beaten out of us. Don't look Bush in the eye. Keep moving. Don't look out the window. This is a clear manifestation of democracy. So what Ridge is doing, what they are all doing, is linking in the collective consciousness, as shredded as it is, that any sort of political dissent equals terrorism, equals potential threat to the republic. Do you know what's going to happen? Do you know why there hasn't been any demonstrations? My theory, why we haven't taken the streets? Because all but about 20% of us in this country, which still leaves 30 million people, but all but about 20% of us has been totally intimidated. The average Joe or Joanna in the street who might be inclined to pick up a sign that says impeach Bush is no longer inclined to do that. Why? Well, they don't want their credit rating destroyed. Well, they don't want to be harassed in their income tax return. Well, they don't want to be stopped and searched needlessly. Well, they understand the sneak and peek thing in the USA Patriot. Well, they don't want their families. Well, they don't want their principal done to where their kid goes. That's why it's very effective stuff. We live in a fascist state now. Please believe that. Please believe that. If you don't believe anything else, please believe that. That's where we live. There's no death camps. Not yet. There's no concentration camps. Not yet. You know, but this is where we live. Protesters, those who want to exercise their First Amendment rights, will be confined to a 200-foot patch along the parade route. The parade route, by the way, stretches several miles. 200 feet. 200 feet.
1, 2, 3, 4, we don't want your stinking war.
Look at those dirty, filthy communists over there, protesting our president of the United States. Look at them, Maud. Aren't they just disgusting, dirty, old, filthy hippies?
Who's a cute little protester? You are! Oh, aren't you cute with your little sign that says, I don't like George Bush? Oh, you are just so cute!
I'll poop you in my pants. I'll poop you in my pants.
Oh, you're just so sweet. Now go sit down. Be a good protester. You know you're out of your 200-foot little space there. Go sit down.
Yeah, but now you're the one that has to wear the poopy pants.
I'm an American, and I have a right to protest. Well, I have a right to protest. Well, what's going on? I have a First Amendment.
Oh, aren't you a cute little protester? How many balls are you going to tonight, huh? I'll bet you're not going to any, are you? Because you're just a cute little protester.
Now, go sit down, get back in your little space, okay? Okay. Bye-bye. Just give me consolation.
We could win a million pounds. They should not protest because it is in the best interest of freedom and humankind.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763.
9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
This guy wrote this article. Children's TV unites to launch pro-homosexual campaign of tolerance. Listen, there's a lot of people implicated here. SpongeBob, Arthur, Pooh, Bob the Builder, Little Mermaid, many others enlisted in stealth effort.
I think they're accusing SpongeBob of being some sort of contraceptive device.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Worried about 4 more years of government secrecy and attacks on your rights? Go to www.readmojo.com and subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine, your antidote to government corruption. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10 a year, 70% off the newsstand price. This month, read our investigation into the Justice Department's continued assault on civil liberties. Pick up Mother Jones, your source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism, by going to readmojo.com today.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Mic921.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Your host for a Pence Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Now, in light of the information about the clearest demonstration of democracy, which will occur tomorrow when Washington, D.C. turns into pretty much a militarized martial law lockdown capital of U.S. fascism. In light of all that, here's President Bunny Pants tonight on the eve of his coronation, I guess it was today, making some kind of weird comments at something called the Celebration of Freedom concert. Now, the coronation is off to a bizarre start already. Did you listen to Bush's comments at his kickoff freedom concert and fireworks celebration today? I think that's where he was praising all the singers and the rock and rollers or something. And it was like somebody had slipped him some peyote or something. Maybe worse or better. So, now listen to this and tell me, is Bush talking about aliens here? You know, the supporters of the intelligent design nonsense, who claim they're not teaching religion in biology class, the ones who want evolution trashed and this intelligent design mud hole put in front of America's kids and make them even stupider. I wonder, listen, if Bush is talking about that, because by the theory of these intelligent design freaks, life on Earth could have been designed by, not by a god or God, but maybe intelligent space aliens or something. You know, is that what Bush is talking about here? If you listen to this, it sounds so Soviet Union. This sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like Brezhnev or something. Listen to this.
With the campaign behind us, Americans lift up our sights to the years ahead and to the great goals we will achieve for our country.
Quack, quack.
This is the cause that unites our country
quack, quack.
And gives hope to the world and will lead us to a future of peace.
Really?
We have a calling from beyond the stars to stand for freedom. And America will always be faithful to that cause.
I don't know what to say. Even when he reads it, we have a calling from beyond the stars to stand for freedom and America. To stand for freedom. And America will always be faithful to that cause. You can insert the Star Trek theme any place you like. But doesn't that sound like... Remember those posters from, I'm sure you've seen them, from the 50s and 60s, the posters from the Soviet Union of the Soviet worker? It was usually, two men and a woman, and they were, muscled, and they had on overalls and funny hats, and they were facing the future, looking off, usually to the left of the poster, and with their arms raised. And marching towards the great communist promised land, the workers' paradise. Remember those posters, right? and that's what this sounds like. Americans, lift up our sights to the years ahead and to the great goals. The next 5-year plan we will achieve for our country. And the 5-year plan after that, our missiles are bigger than the other people's missiles. Our grain output is larger than the other people's grain output. We produced more pairs of shoes last month than China did. And the great American worker marches. And lead us to a future of peace. And we have a calling from beyond the stars to grow more grain. Bush is being called from beyond the stars? Does he understand what beyond the stars means? There is no such there. Unless he's talking interdimensional stuff, unless he's into quantum wormholes? Is he into wormholes or string theory? God is no longer talking. Now he's hearing from interdimensional aliens or something. String theory creatures and holes and stuff.
We have a calling from beyond the stars to stand for bigger soybean production. And we will. Soybean production will go up. And steel will... We'll make steel. This is America. And we're going to have cars that make hydrogen. What is it? Oh, hydrogen-powered cars. Thanks, Carl. And biotechnology will be conquered by us. And the wheat production will increase. Americans, lift up your sights. And that stuff.
Maybe he knows something we don't. Remember when he wanted to go to Mars?
Bluebird flying high, tell me what you see. If you could...
Wheat production will go up.
What news would you bring?
voices in the sky.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-464-0707. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of Tempur material, call 1-800-464-0707. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-464-0707. That's 1-800-464-0707.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Why not say nay? Our new Secretary of State was run through the ringer by Republicans and Democrats alike in her confirmation hearing in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, yet Condoleezza Rice was approved by a margin of 16-2. The two who stood up were Senators Kerry and Boxer. I'm Lee Rayburn, and there was never any doubt that Condoleezza Rice was going to be confirmed. Democratic Senators Biden, Obama, and our own progressive patriot, Russ Feingold, voted in favor of her nomination. With the glaring lies, half-truths, and discrepancies laid out for all to see, why not say nay? It was Rice who told the United States that there is a tie between Iraq and what happened on 9/11. It was Rice who called the August 6, 2001 PDB warning that Osama was determined to attack the U.S. an historical document. On July 30, 2003, Rice told PBS that nobody ever said it was going to be the next year when Saddam Hussein acquired nuclear weapons, but just 3 months ago, Rice told Fox News that, left unchecked, Saddam would have had a nuclear weapon by the end of the year. When faced with her own statements, Rice responded twice by asking Senator Boxer to refrain from impugning her integrity, yet the greatest attack on Rice's integrity came from Rice herself. The result, according to the CIA director's think tank, was that Iraq had replaced Afghanistan as the training ground for the next generation of professional terrorists. Rice's own documents show that since 2001, al-Qaeda had actually spread from 45 countries to more than 60 today. Republican Senator George Voinovich brought up that our standing with our oldest international allies was at an all-time low. Do we really need or want an administration that surrounds itself with cheerleaders and yes-men and women for the next 4 years? Wouldn't it be best for our country if Democrats stood firm and insist that Team Bush include at least some member of the cabinet that doesn't just act as a cheerleader for a neoconservative imperialistic agenda? In the words of Senator Barbara Boxer, those in the highest positions of our government must be held accountable to the people we serve. So let me ask my favorite Senator Feingold, why not say nay? I'm Lee Rayburn. Join me Saturdays noon to 3 right here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And you know what's really sad? Bush isn't even original. He's repeating Ronald Reagan's mistakes. Can't even think of his own mistakes to make. When you're hiring people for death squads, you know, you really don't attract the best people. So what do you ask for? How do you recruit a death squad person? Assassination teams needed for death squads must have references. You know, what, you gotta have served in Honduras?
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Kiwi was my baby sister. She loved pink. We were playing with her dolls, I found a gun in the drawer. It went off. I make Kaylee go away. I hate me.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
Planet Check.
B100 is soy much better.
B100 is 100% soy fuel that replaces diesel fuel.
That's Max Leiby, Vice President of Manufacturing for Hutchinson Salt Company. They're the first mine to use B100 underground.
We are burning 100% soy, and we have not had to make any modifications to our engines except the replacement of the rubber hoses that feed the fuel to the injectors. We have had very good results. From it.
The government is also promoting soy fuel.
In Washington, they're looking at a biofuel tax credit. For every gallon of 100% soy fuel that we use, we would get back $1 a gallon tax credit on our income tax at the end of the year.
Learn more at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
Here for intelligent conversation with interesting guests, join me Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon on the mic, 92.1.
Our country must continue to meet the grave dangers of biotechnology.
Yeah, biotechnology, that's a grave danger there, moron. Oh my God. Oh, my God. All right. All right. One more soundbite here. And then we're going to take your phone calls then, okay? Was it the briefing today? There was a press briefing. Okay. Simple Scotty McClellan, the quacker today, getting out there doing the usual mind-numbing gibberish that he does. I think all those reporters, before they go in there, they just, you know, they stand out someplace, I don't know, before they show up and smoke about four or five joints, you know, just pass it around. I can see these reporters, can't you? John King, and, you know, Helen Thomas probably brings, she probably has them pre-rolled, you know, just brings a whole little case of doobies. I see John King, thanks, Helen. Thanks, Helen. Oh, man. And you know, Terry Moran. Wow, John, this is some good stuff. Where'd this? Oh, Helen brought this. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, and they all stand out there. You know this is true. Good Lord, have you ever heard? What's that guy's name? Is he from Fox, that Leskin Solving character? You know? Huh? He doesn't smoke it, though. He eats it. You know, it's like a little bunny rabbit out there. You know, just eats all that stuff down and then goes in there. These people are stoned. They have to be. How could you go in there? I couldn't do that once. Could you? Could you go in there and listen to the Pillsbury Doughboy stand up there and tell this nonsensical garbage? Could you? Could you? No.
Where's Wolf, man? Where's Wolf Blitzer? He ought to be on some of this.
Unbelievable. So here they all are. The reporter, crack White House press corps. This one's named April. She wants some clarification on Bush's idea of being a uniter, not a divider. And she says,
Scott, as you've been talking about this, wait a minute. Scott, you've been talking about this being a time for all Americans to come together, as the president says. His arm is longer now. Wait a minute, Scott. Hold on. Damn. Whew. Scott, you've been talking about how this is a time for all Americans to come together. And as the president says, his arm is longer now, and he's reaching out to those who voted for John Kerry. But the president also said, hold on a second. Hey, give me some of those Fritos, quick. Thanks. Scott? Let's see now. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. The president also said he wants to work with those who have ideas that are like his. So how does that all kind of, you know, like fit together with that this is a time for everybody to come together?
The president was elected clear vote from the American people on an agenda. The American people looked at the two candidates' agendas and they made a decision. One of the things that the president talked about in the first term was his regret that he wasn't able to do more to change the tone in Washington, D.C. But I think if you look at his record, he has always worked to elevate the discourse. He has always worked to reach out to those on the other side of the aisle who want to get things done. But he has an obligation to lead on the agenda that he campaigned on.
you don't think they get high before they all do this? You don't think so? Thanks, Scott. Thanks. What was my question again? No, nothing's wrong or anything. It's just that what you just said, Scott, what you just said doesn't seem to be connected to anything that I may have thought I was trying to ask or didn't then. Can somebody else take over here? I've got to go. Man, he's always worked to elevate the discourse, and he got a clear vote from the American people, and we made a decision. And on. Oh, my God, I looked at the monitor over my shoulder, MSNBC. That's Karl Rove sitting there. There he is, the little devil. Quick, everybody, tune to MSNBC. Quick. Now, last thing. Remember when Gonzalez, at his confirmation hearing, when he was asked by, who asked him? Senator, drawing a blank. That's what happens, you see. Leahy, it was Patrick Leahy, wanted to know if the United States condoned torture. And remember what Gonzalez said he'd have to get back. I'll get back to you on that. Do you still have that soundbite someplace? He said he'd have to. There was a long pause, and Leahy wanted to know if there was any instance that the U.S. would condone torture. Well, guess what? He has. He's gotten back to us. According to Gonzalez, this came out when today. According to Gonzalez, officers of the CIA and other non-military personnel fall outside the bounds of a directive laughingly issued by Bush in 2002 that pledged the humane treatment of prisoners in U.S. custody. That's according to Alberto Gonzalez. He said in a document released today. So if the questioning and torture is done by CIA or other non-military personnel, now that can be people hired, contract torturers, you see, we outsource everything, that they're not bound to treat prisoners, forget Geneva, they're not bound to treat prisoners humanely. That's according to Alberto Gonzalez. It says here, in written responses to questions posed by senators as part of their consideration of his nomination to be Attorney General, Gonzalez also said a separate congressional ban on cruel, unusual, and inhumane treatment had, quote, a limited reach, close quote, and did not apply in all cases to, quote, aliens overseas, close quote. Aliens overseas, let's see, that would be people held in U.S. custody at Guantanamo, in Iraq, on Diego Garcia, in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Egypt. Do you see what's happening here? Do you understand what's happening here? Truth Seeker, you do understand, right? Of course you do. So Gonzalez got back to us today, as he promised he would get back to us. And he got back to us and he said, well, after doing a little checking, guess what? Torture is okay. Now, it wasn't Leahy, it was Durbin. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's play the Wayback Machine.
And we'll go back to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin questioning Gonzalez. When was this, Kathy? Last week? Was it this week? Last week? Here it is. Here's Senator Durbin.
Can U.S. personnel legally engage in torture under any circumstances?
Can U.S. military personnel?
U.S. personnel. Of course, that would include military as well as intelligence personnel. Or others who are under the auspices of our government.
There are obligations under the treaty against the torture, and there are obligations under the anti-torture statute. I suppose without, I don't believe so, but I'd want to get back to you on that.
I want to get back to you on that. Well, he got back to us. He did. CIA thugs and other non-military personnel are not included. Not included. And the ban on cruel, unusual, and inhumane treatment has a limited reach. Limited reach! Only reaches as far as the coastline of Florida. Beyond that, no. Aliens overseas, we can gouge your eyes out, we can remove their testicles, we can break their legs, we can puncture their kidneys, we can beat them, we can hook them up to electrodes, we can torture them, we can make them say five fingers when we're only holding up four. It's all legal.
His written responses totaled more than 200 pages about torture. This is the United States of America I'm talking about, Truth Seeker. I'm not talking about China in the Great Leap Forward days. I'm not talking about Tiananmen Square. I'm not talking about the Stalin purges. I'm not talking about Pinochet. I'm not talking about Batista. I'm not talking about Somoza. I'm not talking about Marcos. I'm not talking about Mubarak. I'm not talking about Sharon. I'm talking about the United States of America. How does it feel, Truth Seeker? If you're a Christian, get down on your knees and pray tonight, okay? Pray. Pray like Jesus did in the garden, okay? Pray hard. Pray hard. This is what our country has become. Do you understand this? Do you get this? Engine of survival. Your servant here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cool. It's over. It ain't going any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder.
Cholesterol. We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733. Or visit Colox.com at Colox.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs. So call 800-800-FREE and lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, guaranteed. Colox is not available in stores.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
I don't want to hear about it. No. Only good news.
That's my new impression of Bush. The insanity of King George. Because that comes from the Nelson Report, which says that he only now wants to hear good news.
So I guess the five GIs killed in three separate attacks.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hi, Jeff Levy here with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC,
But solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Do you have an idea or invention you would like to market? Perhaps a way of improving an existing product? Call Advent Product Development at 1-800-9-INVENT. For years, Advent has helped inventors and creative thinkers bring their idea or product to market. They are the clearinghouse for companies looking for inventions and ideas. Their coast-to-coast computer network can put you together with the right companies. They may even get your product on TV. No invention is too large or too small. Right now, hundreds of manufacturers are seeking new products. Call 1-800-9-INVENT and Advent Product Development will rush you a free inventor's kit. There's no obligation. No inventor can afford to be without this valuable kit. Get all the facts on how to safeguard, develop, and market your idea or invention. Call now, 1-800-9-INVENT, and use the professional guidance of Advent Product Development. Call for your free kit, 1-800-9-INVENT. That's 1-800-9-INVENT.
College, one small word that can add up to big bucks.
Dallas Salisbury is CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
College isn't cheap, and the cost increases each year. But if you set goals, start early, and take advantage of the tools available, you can pass the tuition test.
Visit www.choosetosave.org.
Plan today and choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
Nine. Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Nine and a half before the hour. Al is calling from, found into some phone calls here. I'm probably going to get fired. Al is calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Al, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Al.
Really nice to have you on the air.
Well, thanks. It beats the hell out of being unemployed, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's, I wouldn't really know about that. I guess the reason I called is you're about the only person I have heard, I have access to at this point, who is as angry as I am. And you, with the depth of the, and the issues you cover, and the way you articulate them, even your style, your, you know, the way you present things, it just reminds me of good old Southern shit kicking style gospel evangelism, except for the right reason.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the things is the chronology of the photos you were talking about tonight, the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
takes me back to 1969 and 70 when I was in the Army. Didn't go to Nam, thank God. I was stationed at the Convalescent Center at Walter Reed. And so for 18 months or thereabouts, I did chow every day with the guys who were coming back, who had their arms and limbs blown off. And some of them... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Some of them had their faces blown off, and they would eat like breakfast, and, you know, their oatmeal would be pouring out of their face. And I got angry. And over the years, I would try to tell people about it, and people would say, well, you didn't go to Nam, you didn't get wounded, you know, so it's no skin off your teeth. And that would make me even angrier. And, you know, since then, even since the election, with the anti-intellectual bent of the righties, since they don't read anything, they don't know anything, and they don't care about anything, I've gotten really discouraged, and I've gotten a lot angrier than usual. And people tell me that what I need to do in order to cope is to not pay attention to the news and turn it all off and, you know, put on some quiet, soft music somewhere.
That's true, yeah.
And it might work, but guess what? In the process, I become just like the people I don't like. I become just like the ones who look the other way. And the ones who don't care about what's happening to the guys that are over there, who are the victims as well as the executioners.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand, Al, what you're saying. I really do. I have, as much as I can, I have murdered my television. I still have to. I have to get news, but I get it online. I get it. Occasionally, at the top of the hour, I'll tune into CNN or MSNBC just to get that little two-minute or minute-long synopsis they do of the stories before they really get into it. But I know what you're saying. If you don't listen to the swill and the decay and the death that's floating around our airwaves, then I don't know. It kind of leaves you totally ignorant. You don't know what it is that you're supposed to be angry about or something. But I'll tell you what I also do. You know, we have Dish Television. I don't know which one we have. I hope it's not Murdoch's. I don't think it's Murdoch's. No, Kathy's shaking her head vehemently. But we have like 200 music channels, and they just play music.
Mm-hmm.
And about five of them or six of them are classical and light classical. And some of them are new age. And I'll flip back and forth between light classical, which means a lot of Mozart, and new age music. And you know, I got three TVs in the house, and I'll put all three on those, you know, one of those channels. And the house just floods with music, and during the day, you know, that's how I try to exist. And then, you know, 6 o'clock every night, I'll tune into our local news and find out what's going on, all the murder and mayhem here in Atlanta. But no, I know what you're saying. And maybe what I'm saying is you ought to try that. Listen to, like your friend told you, listen to some music and just tune in maybe once or twice a day to have your brains scrambled. That's how I survive. I'm just trying to share with you how I survive, pal.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I guess a few years ago, I started getting serious about playing the guitar.
Now, that's another good way. Take up a musical instrument. It'll get you completely out of yourself. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it does help a lot, and I bike a lot.
That helps, too.
And, you know, fighting the demons.
Yeah, I hear you.
But,
I hear you.
You know, it's your voice that I have to tune to every night.
Well, now, that's okay. You can tune in here.
Right.
I may make you crazy, but you'll have a good time going crazy.
Exactly.
Right, there you
and
go.
I just love it because it's a lot better than Jim Brown and people like that.
I hear you. Hey, listen, Al, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you know, taking a walk, that's good, too, biking or taking a walk. Kathy and I and the kid, we try to do that every day. We didn't there for about a week because we all had colds, but we did today. And, you know, what was the temperature today? The wind chill, Kathy, about 28, 29. But we just bundle the kid up and put her in the baby Bjorn, and I wear it, and she's all snuggled up. Oh, I just love that. And then her grandma bought her a baby Bjorn cover, this fleece thing that fits over the whole thing. And Molly just snuggles down, and it's colder than hell, but she just finds a little warm air pocket down in there and just looks around. And, you know, and Kathy and I are doing the walk thing. We walk about 3 miles, and eventually we look down, and Molly is just got her head back and asleep, cold air making those little cheeks pink. And, you know, that's how I get my bliss. That's how I get my bliss, really.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
Lee Rayburn is not your standard local weekend talk show host.
Alberto Gonzalez is unqualified because of what he has done in our name. You bring that up, and what are you called? A racist. Why? Because of the color of his skin. What about the depth of his character? To rank and rate a person, to view a human just based on the color of their skin, that's racism.
Lee Rayburn, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Michael Apodaca has thousands of wonderful memories of his daughter Amber. And now, he has a sign on the side of Highway 40 in Winter Park, Colorado, commemorating her death and urging people not to drink and drive. Amber's father remembers that his daughter used to speak with all the confidence and hope of youth that someday thousands of people will know my name. But there is little comfort that her dream has come true. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
I'm Debbie from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. Federal agents are looking for four Chinese nationals, one in connection with a possible terrorist threat to the Boston area. Dan Lothian reports the FBI has advised local police and fire officials to be on the ready.
Essentially what they have done is they've gotten some of the state law enforcement agencies, the fire agencies, environmental agencies together to be in one place to monitor the situation across the state. In case something happens, they can respond. At this point, they have not responded as far as we know.
Boston's mayor called on the public to remain calm and go about their business. President Bush will be sworn into a second term of office Thursday in Washington. CNN law enforcement analyst Mike Brooks says there will be a large police presence.
There are over 50 different law enforcement agencies that are going to be represented and will be protecting this inaugural swearing in the parade and the inaugural ball.
The Constitution requires the President and Vice President to be sworn in at high noon. Both men were celebrating the inauguration Wednesday night at the Black Tie and Boots Ball.
It will be said that in these times, some of the toughest decisions of history came to our American President. And it will be said that in these times, the people of the United States chose the right man for the job.
The soiree featured country music, exotic leather boots, and designer dresses. Former Secretary of State James Baker tells CNN's Larry King Live that Iraq has been a tough place to make peace.
We did a marvelous job of winning the war. Winning the peace has been more difficult than most people anticipated, and many in the administration acknowledge that fact. That's not a secret.
Baker recommends that the Bush administration get busy planning for a measured troop withdrawal from Iraq. This is CNN Radio News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds. 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Condoleezza Rice is just a vote away from becoming the next Secretary of State. Dick Giuliano has more from Washington.
When it came time to vote at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee,
Mr. Allen,
there was more than enough support in favor of Condoleezza Rice to replace Colin Powell as Secretary of State. Voting no were Democrats John Kerry and Barbara Boxer, who charges that lies were told to draw the nation into war with Iraq.
To me, it's telling a half-truth to the American people.
Implored by Democrats to admit to mistakes the past 4 years, Rice acknowledged there were some bad decisions on Iraq. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
A Florida man has been sentenced to prison for making a buck off the 9/11 attacks. Patrick Hinn collected $68,000 after claiming a non-existent domestic partner died in the attacks. Hinn received a 2.5-year prison sentence and was ordered to pay back the money to the American Red Cross. This is news from CNN Radio. The distress suffered by the families of cancer patients can actually interfere with the medical treatment a patient is undergoing. Dave Kirshner reports there are now new guidelines.
The medical community is aware of the problem and some new guidelines are available. Dr. Jimmy Holland with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York says the internet can be a source of trouble for cancer patients.
Some of the websites are very frightening, and some of the chat rooms have information that's really misinformation.
Families must know their distress levels if treatment is to be successful.
It is important to know what the distress level is of a patient, as it is to know how they're sleeping or how they're eating or how they're reacting to the treatment.
Dave Kirshner, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
City and county leaders in Buffalo, New York are considering a merger of the city and Erie County into one entity. A new regional city of Buffalo would be established. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
This is a guy who President Bush sat adjacent to Laura Bush at a State of the Union address. I've made a promise to my wife, if I ever become president, I would not make her sit next to an Iranian spy in the gallery at the State of the Union address.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
You feel like it's the land of time for God. Drill instructors all over the place. They're like lions. You ask yourself, what did I get myself into? Do I have what it takes to become a United States Marine? And when that drill instructor comes in front of you, shake your hand, and they call you brother, call you Marine, break down in tears.
Private Ramon Hernandez earned the title Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
RG. Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Okay. Let's do some phone calls here, okay? And once again, I'm going to eliminate the, hey, thanks for holding on. I know. This program is a pain in the butt when you call in, and I just keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. So let's just do it. Gary is calling from Venice, California. Gary, welcome to the program. Hey, Gary, how you doing,
hey, man,
pal?
How you doing?
Full disclosure, Gary's an old friend from years and years and years ago who moved to California years and years and years ago. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's good to hear you. I like your take on a lot of things. I'm calling to give you my take on these demonstrations that are planned tomorrow.
Yeah, please do.
Well, I just, I'm really angry. I think it's a tremendous waste of time and energy. I think the battleground is going to be local, regional, and state elections, and that every ounce of energy and focus ought to be put into finding candidates and electing them to those local, regional, and state offices, and that to go and do these large demonstrations or even demonstrations in your own community is part of an old script that the other side has already figured out. They don't cover it, and it really upsets me. It's a tremendous waste of time.
I tend to agree, and I've said as much on this program. Even so, just prior to Bush's going completely off his tether and attacking Iraq, I participated in one of those huge demonstrations in D.C. Do you think those kinds of demonstrations, Gary, are still kind of pointless? The big anti-war, where people get together, really get together, and let their voice ricochet around that filthy city?
I think that the really, really large one right after the war started, because it was international as well as national, may have had some value. But think about it. Most of the time, what's a demonstration for? A demonstration is to demonstrate numbers to a larger community that there's a care and concern about this. If the networks don't cover it or spin it a particular way, as is their wont, which they're paid to do, it loses effectiveness. And you've got all these people running to a central location to talk to one another who they already agree with, instead of being in their own community and doing the hard work, going door to door and having meetings in their own home and coming up with candidates and viable candidacies. It's wonderful that John Kerry voted against Condoleezza Rice today, but his job was to win the election, you know?
Right, that's true.
And so it's too little too late, and I think that if the battleground is going to be electoral, if people are concerned about Rumsfeld, Rice, Bush, and so on, the job is to replace them. And I can think of one, the civil rights demonstrations, some of the ones earlier in history, before the other side figured it out and before they bought the media, those demonstrations were very important. A lot of them worked. A lot of them had a very direct focus also. Montgomery bus boycott, for example, very direct focus. There's a call tomorrow to don't buy anything.
Right.
And that's just this incredibly vague, misdirected boycott. It's going to end up hurting people who work in retail stores and service industries more than it's going to send any kind of message to Bush that something's wrong in Iraq.
Is there a way to, because I do agree with what you're saying. Is there, you know, I made kind of typically Mike Malloy half-witted fun of the turn your back on Bush people who apparently are going to stand at the parade ground or parade to whatever little space they're allowed. And as Bush passes by, turn their back. And to me, that seems like a massive exercise in sophomoric futility.
Yes.
But is there a way to combine? You know, and I know, Gary, because you've gone to these, you've performed at these kinds of events. Gary is a singer-songwriter in addition to other stuff. But you've performed, you have marched, I have marched, and you know that it's an energizing moment, and the energy that comes from those huge demonstrations, one hopes, is the energy one takes back to Venice or Atlanta or wherever, and then converts that energy into organizing.
What I've witnessed over the years is a decrease in that kind of energy that you leave with. I went to a couple of anti-war demonstrations here in L.A. in the past year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was that at each demonstration, it seemed to me, plans were made for the next demonstration. So you get into this loop, which still invests in the old paradigm as if these demonstrations are going to have any kind of a meaning. If people had been genuinely energized to go back into the community and organize, that is, do the hard work of the door-to-door, the neighborhood meetings, the electing of candidates. The Greens do some of this. I don't want to make it sound like nobody's doing anything. There are other parties out here and elsewhere that work on some of this. But I know too many activists who every week it's another demonstration. We're going to demonstrate against the war. We're going to demonstrate against what they're doing to this group of workers or to the hospitals or to this or that. You can spend your whole life running from place to place.
Right.
And meanwhile, let's look at how the other side won. The other side won by having these kinds of meetings where they organized and they started taking over school boards and city councils.
That's right.
And county commissions and state governments. And then they started changing the rules. Once they got there,
so that they could start winning the national offices.
Mm-hmm.
If the battleground is electoral, I think the other thing about demonstrations is this whole permit nonsense has got to go. My proposal would be quit demonstrating, get involved in the local activities and regional and state activities in terms of the electoral battleground, and then if you decide to demonstrate in the future about something, if that time comes again when it becomes an effective tool, because that's what it's supposed to be, a tool,
right,
then don't get permits. Once you start negotiating for permits about what's going to be allowed and what isn't going to be allowed and where you're going to be and so on, well, what the hell are you doing? I mean, that's no way to run a revolution.
I know, and that's why I have some problems with some of the organizing committees who have put some of these huge demonstrations together,
mm-hmm.
and they are told, well, you can't have Central Park, you can have a West Side Highway, or you can't have this, you can have that. And the organizers accept that, first of all, it's very counterintuitive and make you crazy. I'm going to go protest the government, but I'm going to do it in a way the government approves.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
You know, after permits comes First Amendment zones. Hello.
It becomes part of the script that they're writing and that they've already got control of. And
right.
Saw the difference between what happened in Chicago in '68 and Miami in '72.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of which were very effective, but for different reasons. In 72, though, because everybody's worried about getting busted for conspiracy, they published everything. So the cops knew exactly what was going to go on.
Right.
And it was just sort of, okay, now you move here, and then we do that, and then you do this, and then we come in the block. And it used to be, there was a point at which it was even great theater, even though nothing politically was really getting done. Now it's not even great theater. It's just stupid.
Choreographed, like Bob Fosse production or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Twyla Tharp or something. Yeah.
Or not
yeah.
even Belisario or something.
Right. Gary, good to hear from you. Thank you. I agree with what you're saying. I appreciate you checking in.
Let me just add that the work that you do in working on the humor, the ridicule, the satire, much, much more effective at reaching people, getting them to think, and hopefully going from there into the political activity that's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I
yeah.
really appreciate that you're doing it.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate your call, Gary. Take care.
Great talking to you.
All right. Take care. He's an old friend. Lives in Venice. Screenwriter, musician, songwriter. And back in the day, he was the mayor of Gainesville, Florida. He went to the University of Florida, and the mayor. What they do in Gainesville, Florida, they have a city council. He got elected as an environmentalist ticket. I don't know if it was green or what, but this is a long time ago. So Gary got himself elected to the Gainesville, Florida city council, and then they rotate the mayor. Everybody gets a shot at it. So for, I guess it was a year, he was the mayor of Gainesville, Florida, and it's my understanding some real interesting stuff happened when Gary was the mayor of Gainesville. All right. Well, I'm sorry. Just a little personal note there. You know, what the hell. All right. More phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-464-0707. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points
that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of Tempur material, call 1-800-464-0707. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-464-0707. That's 1-800-464-0707.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
This guy wrote this article. Children's TV unites to launch pro-homosexual campaign of tolerance. Listen, there's a lot of people implicated here. SpongeBob, Arthur, Pooh, Bob the Builder, Little Mermaid, many others enlisted in stealth effort.
I think they're accusing SpongeBob of being some sort of contraceptive device.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Thanks for checking out our membership meeting for Iota Gamma Kappa Fraternity. Candidates will be notified around this semester.
Can you believe that white boy showed up?
Justin?
Yeah.
He seems pretty cool. He gets decent grades. Oh, yeah, I played ball with him the other day. Old boy got a mean crossover.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. White people think that they could be one of us. It'll be a cold day in you know where before I let a white boy into this frat. You feel me?
Nah, Trey, I don't feel you.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Tax time is coming, and you're a homeowner strapped for cash. You need help now. This is Jim Eichenbaum with Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corp. And even if you have less than perfect credit, you can take advantage of our low, low rates. Don't be misled by empty promises from other lenders who resort to bait-and-switch tactics and delay you with piles of paperwork. At Omega, there are no upfront fees. You'll get honesty, straight talk, and the right home loan for you.
Omega said yes. We got the money we needed and a great rate.
Omega specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. You don't need tax returns or W-2s, no mountains of paperwork. Even if you've had mortgage lates or a bankruptcy, Omega can lower your monthly payments. And with your equity, you can get the cash you need. Call 888-32-APPLY before rates go back up. That's 888-322-7759. 888-32-APPLY. Apply. Licensed by the Cal DRE. License number 01411312. May not be licensed in your state. Good credit or less than perfect. You're just a 5-minute call from saving thousands of dollars with Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corp. Call now. 888-32-APPLY.
Our resolution for 2005. More Randy. More Majority Report. On Madison's Progressive Talk.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Regarding Gary's phone call, Brendan wrote in, Mike, I've gotten involved with Dean's group, Democracy for America, in the last few months, and I want you to know that we do the things that your buddy's talking about. There are local Democracy for America meetings all over the country. We fight to reform our local election laws. We're getting involved with local candidates and so on and so forth. Please tell your listeners about this group and that it's a great way to start being the change that you want to see. All right, Brendan, we just did. Democracy for America, a lot of you know about that. Dean's group. Check them out. Yeah, that's... I agree. I do that it's... much more effective long-term, especially now that the fascists in control of this country have you know, they figured it out, just like Gary, the point Gary's making. They've got it figured out now. And those of us who organize these demonstrations work too closely with the power. Oh, well. Bill is calling from California. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to make a comment about this thing on evolution and creationism. I don't think the public or most people understand science. And if you do, you should have joyful feelings, because here's the way science works. Every theory has to be disprovable. You can prove it wrong, prove it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go about testing different ideas and see if they fall apart or they stick
right.
together.
Right.
Creation cannot be proven. It cannot be disproven. And it is, it's just a fraud of an idea.
Oh, I think it could be disproven very simply. You know, the whole biblical creation thing that apparently Jews, Christians, and Muslims all subscribe to. And you know, the Hindus have theirs and so on and so forth, and you know, most religions do. It's nonsensical beyond belief to take a literal interpretation. Let's just stick with the three Christianity, Judaism, and Islam to take the biblical story of the creation of everything. To take that literally, to take it as more than just a simple kind of a poetic rendering for very, 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 very ignorant people, you know, thousands of years ago, is insane. That's all it is. It's a mythology. I mean, people have no qualms with saying that Zeus did not live on top of Mount Olympus. People have no qualms of saying that Thor did not throw his hammers around the Scandinavian skies, and yet they will believe this this biblical nonsense. And it's just astonishing to me that is. What did I hear the other day? 61% of the American public believes in the literal the creation idea, or the evolution is not right. How come these people don't challenge the theory of gravity? They don't understand how the word theory is used in scientific discourse. They just don't understand it.
However, what you pointed out was the important feature is it is only correct because I say it is correct.
Yeah, right.
That's dogma. And everyone should realize that, and enlightened people should sit and laugh. I mean, I was told many years ago when I first started teaching, well, you should teach these things as co-equal theories. And I said, fine, that's easy. But I would drop immediately into this, you can disprove real theories, or you can prove them, or they're not really provable, disprovable.
Well, you know, this debate that sadly has been occurring since the Scopes trial in this country and since the 1920s, and now is heating up again because these right-wing thugs have taken over the country. You know, my bottom line on it is, you know, people can believe whatever they want. They can worship doorknobs. You know, I frankly don't care. I just don't want it rammed down my throat, placed in the public square, or taught to my kids, or use my tax money. I'm sorry to reduce it to tax money, but what the hell? To pay for the teaching of it. This is religious nonsense, and religious nonsense can be taught wherever the people who subscribe to it want to gather. And for the part of it that's not nonsense, the stuff that is good, ethical, moral teaching and training, okay, you know, teach that. That's what Sunday school is about. That's what church, synagogue, temple. That's what that's for. You know, school or education is to take a look at the 14 billion year history of the universe or whatever. You know, I'm so sick of dealing with people who want stickers on textbooks. And I understand now that the Kansas State School Board has been retaken by these creationist thugs. So it's just astonishing, But I hear what you're saying, Bill. Let me move on. Thanks for checking in, sir. Catherine is calling from New York. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, earlier you were talking about Bush being a little whacked out, right?
Right.
And I was watching him on an interview last night on CNN. I'm thinking to myself, God, he looks like he's going to, like, jump out a window. He looked really, like, disheveled and just, like, psyched out. So now today I'm thinking about this story about this Boston, New York, the Chinese guys.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, how is he going to sell invading Iran to the public for the next 4 years?
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Catherine. I got to do a break here. I'll come right back. We'll pick it up. Just hold your sentence right there. We'll come right back. This is Air America. You must understand.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local Vitamin Shoppe.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Stu Levitan here. Hope you can join us next Sunday morning as we do a little counter-inaugural programming. We'll talk with authors Susan Dunn and Gary Wills about their respective books about President Thomas Jefferson and the election of 1800. And we'll speak with the author of The Handy Presidential Answer Book, plus another installment of the Madison Sesquicentennial Celebration. That's Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, I'm Whoopi Goldberg, and I just wanted to say to you, don't mistake terrorism for patriotism. Hate crimes are hate crimes no matter who perpetrates them. Remember, we're all American. Long live us all.
Oppose those who hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Planet Church. I never thought about the problems of this planet at all.
That's Fat Mike from the punk band NoFX and PunkVoter.com.
Well, PunkVoter.com is an organization we started after the 2000 presidential election, and we've been building it for almost 4 years now. We've got a couple hundred bands that all are taking a stand.
Billy Joe from Green Day, The Offspring, and Jane Wheedland from the Go-Go's have also jumped on the bandwagon.
No Doubt have just joined up with us, and the Foo Fighters.
I don't want to be another idol.
What is George Bush doing? He's dismantling 30 years of environmental law. He's a scary man. He's not a compassionate conservative. He's a religious fundamentalist.
Check out www.punkvoter.com for news items and t-shirts for sale.
The more money we get, the more advertisement we're doing, and the more bands we can get on the road to educate the kids of America on what's going on.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Streaming online at themike921.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, back to Catherine in New York. Where were we, Catherine?
So I was saying about the Chinese terrorists that are on their way to, like, Boston, New York. This was the story today.
Yeah, right.
It's like, what a coincidence before the inauguration. We're back to the terrorist card. You know, get frayed again.
Well, on the other hand, Mitt Romney came out today and said it's all nonsense.
I believe that, too.
Yeah, but we're going to, you know, we check it out. But that sounds to me like a smuggler who was trying to get some illegal immigrants into this country and didn't get paid. So, you know, he called Homeland Security and said, hey, four Chinamen and a couple of, what were the other two?
Mexicans.
Couple of Mexicans, and they're taking a plane. They're going to get off in, you know, Newark or LaGuardia,
like
wherever.
It's a John Grisham novel. It's just like, it's so coincidental. Tomorrow he's going to be talking about freedom. And like I said, the next 4 years, you know he's going to be setting us up for Iran because they have nuclear, you know, whatever. So I'm just saying it's quite a coincidence that tomorrow's the inauguration. Here we go again with the red alert.
Well,
whatever. It's not a red alert yet, but it's just, I'm so sick of this, you know. It's just tiring.
I hear you. Thanks, Catherine.
Okay, take care, Mike.
Thanks for checking in. You know, regarding the quote that we played for you, Bush talking about beyond the stars, one of our listeners, and again, if you don't put your name on it, I don't know who you are, but he or she writes, in the phrase from Beyond the Stars that Bush used, always reminds me of Lovecraft's short stories. Is Bush reading or having read to him this sort of stuff? If so, it would explain a lot. And there's a quote here from H.P. Lovecraft, his supernatural horror in literature. And here's the quote. Children will always be afraid of the dark, and men with minds sensitive to hereditary impulse will always tremble at the thought of the hidden and fathomless worlds of strange life which may pulsate in the gulfs beyond the stars or press hideously upon our own globe in unholy dimensions which only the dead and the moonstruck can glimpse. Oh, Howard had a way with words, didn't he? Huh? Right? Scary dude. Christina is calling from New York. Christina, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, Christina?
I'm fine. You're the only person I know who can be so entertaining and so depressing at the same time.
I know. My mother used to tell me that. Yeah. And Kathy says it all the time. Kathy has a very strange time being married to me. But I know what you mean.
Well, I was cracking up when you were talking about the Democrats and how they were going to delay Rice's confirmation.
Right.
But it inspired me because I want to write to Kerry and Boxer and thank them for at least voting against her confirmation. And when I'm in New York City, when the whole Senate votes, I'm going to write to Charles Schumer and Hillary and Clinton and either thank them or express my disappointment, depending on what they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what they're going to do. Although Schumer now is saying where it concerns Gonzalez anyway, all of a sudden Schumer's got some questions about his unmitigated support for Schumer for Gonzalez prior to the hearings, which makes me even more angry at Schumer.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Schumer. I think it was last week, and I was going to call in his defense a little bit because I know what we had before Schumer, which was Alphonse D'Amato.
Well, I understand, but I'm looking at Schumer as a senator who knows, as all the senators do, what's going on. They know what's going on. They know what Gonzalez authorized for Bush, because Bush is a stupid, murderous little man. They know that what will happen with Gonzalez as Attorney General, and to have any doubts whatsoever as to whether or not Gonzalez belongs as the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, to me, that's just criminal. And I'm sorry. I can't think of any excuse whatsoever to confirm this thug.
Yeah, well, what they do is I'm going to pay attention to it and let them know. I mean, it's the least.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're right.
And because people have called, I understand people's disillusionment with the Democratic Party, but if we just turn away from it and stop supporting it, then we're going to splinter into as many pieces as Iraq is probably going to splinter into.
I hear that.
Then we really won't have a chance, if we're just a whole bunch of groups or we try to form our own parties and whatever. So that the hope, one hope, is to just try to turn it into what it should be, which is representing us. And if we just, show them that we're watching, we're some of us are watching the process and the hearings and the votes and stuff, and then we're paying attention and letting them know what we think.
Yeah,
that's the least I can do. I'm glad people are doing so many different things.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for checking in.
I
appreciate it, Christina.
No, I appreciate you.
All right, take care. Got an email here from Barb in Long Island. She says, I live on Long Island about 10 minutes from these parents, and I'm going to share it with you. I wanted to share this with you. Thanks, Barb. This was in Newsday, New York Newsday, a few weeks ago. Or maybe not. Maybe it was recent. Anyway, here's what it says. In November, Jeanette Urbina's soldier son telephoned from Iraq with a simple request. It was cold there. Could she send him a sweater? 3 days later, he was dead. An explosive device had sliced into the Humvee he was in while he was patrolling in Baghdad. Wednesday, parents of several Iraq veterans said they are angry that the more than $17 million that will be spent on security for tomorrow's inaugural festivities for Bush, while troops he sent to war still lack sufficient armor to keep them alive. Jeanette Urbina of Baldwin, whose son was killed November 29th, said, "What is the life of a soldier worth? Is $1,000 or $2,000 too much to ask?" Doreen Kennedy, Kenny of Bayshore, said, "How dare he?" referring to Bush. Her son, Specialist Jacob Fletcher, was killed in Iraq November 13th, 2003, when a bomb detonated near a bus he was riding in. Ms. Kenny says, "Bush is paying so much for his safety, but what about the troops? What about the steel for the trucks, for the security?" Ms. Kenny said she decided to speak out when she and Ms. Urbina encountered each other by chance while visiting their sons' graves, which lie within steps of each other at Long Island National Cemetery in Pine Lawn. Just never stops, does it? Just never stops. Lee is calling from Indiana. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike. It's no fair. You keep on throwing me off the subject. I keep on you keep on saying other things, and I go, wait, no, I don't want this point. I know the point you were talking about.
I'm sorry. we're like a drop of cold water on a hot pancake griddle. We just bounce and skitter all over the place.
Exactly.
And but I anyway.
What the lady said before about not wanting to, you know, go away from the Democratic Party and all, and that's true. Our members are actually trying to help bolster the Democratic Party and actually bring in some new talent and everything like that. I just happen to be the organizer for the Democracy for America meetup in Evansville, mm-hmm. and I heard what some of the comments concerning the not one darn dime for Dave being non-productive and all these other old things, not being very productive. But what our group is actually using these for is to keep our members active so that we can do other things that take more time, you know, more steady approach, slower, such as running for office or getting people appointed to lower offices to build, right. you know, our grassroots movement. In fact, just yesterday we got another person onto the Waterworks Board in Evansville. And we're also educating our members into more effective communication methods. You can't tell it from me here, but, you know, such as learning to frame issues instead of trying to argue with the right wing's warped view of the world.
Yeah.
But one thing I really want to warn people about that do these little protests and everything, not to make them too silly, because the right wing is really looking to diminish us as much as possible, and there's no reason to give them any ammunition.
Well, not only that, but you know, Americans as a group are very ambiguous about demonstrations anyway. Even though this country was founded as a demonstration against tyranny, most Americans, and I know what I'm saying when I'm saying most Americans are terrified of demonstrations. They're afraid of speaking out, and I think that's because fascism in this country has always been just a couple of inches down in the dirt, just below the surface. And most people just don't want to do it. So yeah, anytime I see demonstrations where more radical elements of the demonstration and those are the ones that pull the cameras. That's not a function of being a radical. It's a function of television. And they pull the cameras, and that's what America sees. They see people throwing a street trash receptacle through the window of McDonald's and have no idea. Yeah, and have no idea what you know what the demonstration was about to begin with. It's a damn shame. Hey, we got a break. Thanks for checking in, Lee. I appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
What could I do? Remember that unity starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
Hold on.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
I don't want to hear about it. No. Only good news.
That's my new impression of Bush.
The Insanity of King George. Because that comes from the Nelson Report, which says that he only now wants to hear good news.
So I guess the five GIs killed in three separate attacks.
Don't want to know.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, my son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying every single night if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
If the recent news about prescription arthritis medications has you concerned, ask your doctor about non-prescription Aleve. Doctors trust Aleve for safe, strong, all-day relief of arthritis pain with just 2 pills. It's a fact. Doctors know the active ingredient in Aleve has been used safely by millions of arthritis sufferers for over 30 years. Aleve, prescription-strength arthritis pain relief without a prescription. Use as directed.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
W will celebrate his inauguration in January. We'll be celebrating the beginning of the end. Stay tuned to the mic, 92.1, for details.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
Oh, my God. Thanks to our usual crew, Colin Tipton, who engineered the program in New York City, and Linda Blake, associate producer, answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com, who maintains my website, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, you know what that's about, Jim in Arkansas, our excellent music bureau chief, and the magnificent moderators who handle the chat room bulletin board at MikeMalloy.com, and of course, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Be sure and join us tomorrow, all right, tomorrow night for Coronation Fun and Frivolity. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow night. I guess it depends on what happens tomorrow in Washington. Ernie is calling from New Jersey. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Hi. Just want to give a good positive shout-out to Barbara Boxer.
Yeah.
She proves that nads don't necessarily hang between your legs. It's just amazing what this one woman's doing.
Yeah, she's two for two now, isn't she?
I'm loving her. I'm loving it, and if anybody, especially down at John Kerry, decided to wake up, if anybody else feels like carrying a banner, you know, there's a hell of a lot of fights that they have to do for the American people, because Bush and his so-called spending his political capital is about to just basically run America aground. I mean, how can he plan a war against Iran, try to corner the Chinese and the Russians? I mean, these guys are going to have military exercises in October.
Yeah, did you read him? Did you read about that when Bush says he's a uniter?
A week ago it came out.
He's
the press didn't pick it up.
Right, he's brought Russia and China back together after about 35 years they wouldn't even talk to each other.
And we're paying $60 billion a month now in balance of payment deficits. Pretty much helping the Chinese buy the Russian war machine. This guy is, you know.
Well, just like Leonard Cohen says on some of that music we play, get ready for the future. It is murder.
It is. This guy is so dangerous. I mean, his domestic destruction and combined with the almost Armageddon-like war plans that he has, it's the people that voted for him, they're going to be sorry they got what they wanted.
I hear you.
Have a good night, Mike.
I hear you. Thanks, Ernie.
Thanks.
Mike is calling from Minneapolis. Hey, Mike, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for your show, and I absolutely love your show.
Well, thank you.
When we were talking about the Democrats, I got to say I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I'm actually very active here in the Minnesota Green Party.
Uh-huh.
I was one of the people that went to Ohio as part of the recount. And thank God for Barbara Boxer. We thank God that Barbara Boxer did stand up and do the right thing. It is unfortunate that she was the only one to stand up and do the right thing.
Yeah.
It seems like as though the entire party on a national leadership level is filled with political cowards. And quite frankly, at this time in our history, we do not need that sort of cowardice. We need people with the, as the guy who just said, NADS, to actually stand up and fight back against these thugs.
Well, you know, like the email I read earlier tonight, what are the Democrats afraid of? No matter what they do, they're going to be trashed by Republicans. They're going to continue to have whatever constitutional power they're supposed to have in the House and the Senate mm-hmm. taken away from them because the Republicans keep changing the rules. The media is going to continue to treat them like they're 3-year-olds. What in the hell are they afraid of?
Exactly.
And their constituents back home don't really give a damn because most people do not vote in off-year Senate or House elections. If there's not a presidential election, what's the turnout? 42%, 43%. So what the hell are they afraid of?
In fact, why did the Democratic Party start having the courage to stand and say that there's something wrong with the media itself? They don't do that. They play with the media rather than speaking out against the media, which is a huge part of the problem this country is facing right now. The media is not telling the people the truth.
Well, you know, you stop and look at what the Republicans did for the past 30 years. They took the media by its ass and called it the liberal media, insulted it, beat on it, stomped it, kicked it, bit it, pulled its hair. And what does the media do? The media goes, oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have been too liberal. Okay, we'll be more conservative. I hate these people. Have I said yet tonight how much I hate these people? Just unbelievable. So what do Democrats do? Democrats say, we're afraid to say anything because if we do, Wolf Blitzer or Peter Jennings will make us look kind of dumb.
And in fact, we should be using the term the corporate media. When they talk about the media being so liberal, Goebbels said it. If you say a lie over and over again, people will start to believe that it's true.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I get that, but I don't think Democrats ought to call it corporate media. They ought to call it the right wing media. You know, most Americans, you say corporate media, they'll look at you and say, "Well, yeah, it's run by corporations. What do you expect? It's run by a bunch of high schoolers?" So call it what it is: the Republican media, the conservative media, the Nazi media.
Yep.
But there's not a national Democrat out there that would do that. And that's precisely what the Republicans did. Exactly what they did. Just beat the hell out of the media. And the media said, oh, thank you, hit me again.
And then we will play your tune. Hey, listen, Mike, I just want to give a quick shout out that here in Minneapolis, there's a group of us who are organizing a rally. It's outside of KFAI radio stations, January 22nd. It's going to start off at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to do it Ukraine style. We're going to have a Ukrainian-style rally out here in Minneapolis.
All right.
Let's get the word out about that.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Call me again. When is that? Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Well, maybe send me an email or something, and I'll put it on the air. Thanks a lot.
Definitely.
I appreciate you checking in, Mike. You have
You're
a nice
day.
Have a nice evening. All right, thanks a lot for however you participate in this program tonight, even you lurkers, you little right-wingers, you little old scaredy cats. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Now for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answer? True. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. Sign up for just $10 a year at ReadMojo.com. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP.
Use Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
It is amateur hour over there, and no one knows what to do. Fire Rumsfeld would be a good thing. Fire Gonzalez would be a good thing. These are the people that actually created the environment in which we find ourselves, but they're not interested in that. They're not interested in that. Just like they're not interested in Osama bin Laden. They're not interested in the people that actually cause America problems.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
I really wanted to help the homeless, so I donated money to a shelter, which gets them a hot meal and a bed, but the next day they're on the street again. So I start working at a job training center, but the only jobs most of them can get pay minimum wage, so they can't afford a place to live. Now they can't go back to the shelters, because most of the shelters lost their funding when the budget emphasis shifted from housing to job training.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is, and just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
My name is Juan Jose Lopez, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. President Bush attends the Black Tie and Boots Ball Wednesday night in Washington.
I've never forgotten where I came from. I've never forgotten the values of our great state of Texas.
On Thursday, Mr. Bush will be sworn into office a second time. Towson University professor Richard Vatz's inaugural speeches can be unintentionally funny.
Herbert Hoover, at his inaugural speech, in which he said, in no nation are the fruits of accomplishment more secure. Well, we obviously found out that they weren't very secure, so you can look at that inaugural with kind of a bitter sort of irony that he had no idea that we were going to enter into a depression.
But John King reports Thursday's speech by Mr. Bush is an opportunity for the president to outline his ideals rather than ideas.
The president wants a chance to try to unify the country and bring it together after an election season that was quite bitter, and we will quickly be back into the partisan bickering in Washington. It won't take long, but the State of the Union is more the place for the details. The inaugural address is more broad brush, very optimistic themes.
Security will be very tight for Thursday's inaugural activities. Boston on high alert after an unspecified threat is made against the city. 4 Chinese nationals are wanted for questioning.
These types of tips that come from individual sources, anonymous sources, they come in all the time saying all kinds of things, that they have information about a terrorist that is